I do think that women could make politics irrelevant by a kind of spontaneous cooperative action, the like of which we have never seen, which is so far from people's ideas of state structure and viable social structure that seems to them like total anarchy. And what it really is very subtle forms of interrelation which do not follow a sort of hierarchical pattern, which is fundamentally patriarchal. The opposite to patriarchy is not matriarchy, but fraternity. And I think it's women who are going to have to break the spiral of power and find the trick of cooperation.
To be kicked around the garden, no, no. I'm a red Christmas tree ball, and I'm fragile. I'm not no animal, though I am to you. I'm not no crocodile, like the one in Dublin Zoo. Who lived in a cage the length and breadth of his body, with a window which people would look through, and throw coins on his back to taunt him though he couldn't move, even if he wanted to. I'm not no animal in the zoo. I'm not no whipping boy for you. You may not treat me like you do. I'm not no animal in the zoo. My skin is not a football for you. My head is not a football for you. My body's not a football for you. My football for you. My heart is not a football for you. I'm not no animal in the zoo. This animal will jump up and eat you. I'm not no animal in the zoo. And I've every intention and getting you. La 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 la.
Happiness. My
future, hopefully surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you should care. But rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. In this heart lies for you a lot.
Terrible broken heart. around. Specifically, I want to talk about the famine, about the fact that there never really was one. There was no famine. The Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All of the other food, meat, fish, vegetables, were shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while the Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history, and this is what I think is still hurting me. You see, we're like a child that, being battered, has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened, still feels all the painful feelings. But they lose contact with the memory, and this leads to massive self-destruction, alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running. And in its worst form, becomes actual killing. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? An American army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of the nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or in ships of emigration. But what finally broke us was not starvation, but its use in the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine. But what they don't say is, in truth, there really never was one. Oh, the lonely people.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Where do they all come from?
I can tell you in one word.
Oh, the lonely people. Where do they all come from? So let's take a look, shall we? The highest statistics of child abuse in the EEC, and we say we're a Christian country, but we've lost contact with our history. See, we used to worship God as a mother. We're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Look at all our old men in the pubs. Look at all our young people on drugs. We used to worship God as a mother. Now look at what we're doing to each other. We've even made killers of ourselves, the most childlike, trusting people in the universe. And this is what's wrong with us. Our history books, the parent figures, lie to us. I see the Irish as a race, like a child that got itself bashed in the face. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
Thank you for hearing.